This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. President Bush discussed the ongoing turmoil in Liberia at a White House meeting today with United Nations Secretary General Kofi Annan. The president indicated that U.S. troops will likely be sent to the region, though he said no final decision will be made until he hears back from U.S. assessment teams on the ground in Liberia. NPR's Don Gagne reports from the White House.
President Bush and Secretary General Annan covered a range of topics in their meeting, but the crisis in Liberia dominated. The White House has been under pressure to intervene, and indeed, President Bush has said the U.S. will be involved, but he has declined so far to define that involvement. White House officials in Africa last week indicated that they expected the bulk of a peacekeeping force in Liberia to come from nations which make up the Economic Community of West African States, commonly referred to as ECOWAS. Today, seated next to Kofi Annan in the Oval Office, the president said he is still waiting for a report from U.S. military officials he sent to Liberia.
Our teams, our military, is assessing ECOWAS strength, how soon, how quick, what kind of troops, who they are, to determine what is necessary from our side to fulfill the commitment I have made that we will help maintain the ceasefire.
The president stressed that the U.S. would not send in any troops until Liberian President Charles Taylor leaves the country. Nigeria has offered him asylum, but so far he remains in office. Secretary General Annan, meanwhile, laid out how things may progress. First, he said, some 1,000 to 5,000 ECOWAS troops will be sent in. Then President Taylor would be expected to leave. At that point, the ECOWAS force would be strengthened by UN peacekeepers in their signature blue helmets and possibly by U.S. forces.
Eventually, a UN blue helmets will be set up to stabilize the situation along the lines that we've done in Sierra Leone. And once the situation is calmer and stabilized, U.S. Would leave and the UN peacekeepers will carry on the operation.
President Bush stressed, though, that the U.S. role would be limited in size and in tenure, and he made it clear they would not be operating under UN command.
We would not be blue helmeted. We would be there to facilitate and then to leave.
The president and Annan also discussed post-war Iraq. The president was again asked by reporters about a now discredited statement from his pre-war State of the Union address regarding alleged Iraqi efforts to obtain uranium from Africa. That allegation was based on documents later found to be fakes. The president answered that Iraq did pose a threat to its neighbors and to the U.S., and he defended the quality of intelligence he's receiving, calling it, quote, darn good. Don Gagne, NPR News, The White House.